Since the dawn of time, man has competed and relaxed. But with that comes responsibility. We go behind the pageantry and ceremony to examine these modern warriors and relaxers to bring you the real story.
From East Hollywood, the investigative capital of the world, this is UCB Sports and Leisure.
It's nearly impossible to have a conversation about professional sports without mentioning the nation's friendliest game, cornhole. What was once a simple pastime in backyards across the Midwest has now flourished into a national obsession. Enter Ricky Butters, a seasoned veteran in the competitive world of cornhole athletics. Ricky was kind enough to invite us to the Johnsonville Columbus Invitational, where Scott and I got to experience the culture up close and personal. We tossed some bags, spoke the lingo, and even broke a massive scandal. Ricky's daughter was dating a member of the opposition.
I love the smell of fresh cut grass, you know?
Yeah. So are these tournaments always indoors or the outdoors?
It really depends on, you know, where you want to have them.
Yeah.
If you've got the capacity for the spectators, you know, have them indoors, but outside is where you want to be tossing corn.
Outside?
Yeah.
That's where nature wanted it to play.
Well, if you get your rainbow shooters need the room, so sometimes you can get into an area. If you're hitting a tile ceiling, you got to play through it. Kind of like in a baseball game.
Oh, yeah. In Major League Baseball, if you hit like a speaker or something, you
play
have
through.
To.
Yeah, you can catch you that for catch, an out, right?
Yeah.
That's not an automatic out, is it?
No, if it hits the ground, it's a base hit.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got if that deters you from going on plate, then you're out.
Okay, what do you say throwing corn?
Well, cornhole is the official title of what I like to call the nation's friendliest game.
Mm-hmm. I like that, Matt.
Yeah. Well,
you too.
Yeah. So the nation's friendliest game, cornhole. Now, if you do talk to people in and around the Hammond, Indiana area, south side of Chicago, north side of Chicago, west of Chicago, Bago is more of what the kids call it. If you want ketchup on your hot dog, you're calling it Bago.
Okay.
But otherwise, you're just calling bags. Bags.
Bags.
Bags. Yep.
Okay.
We're playing bags. What are we doing today? Anybody bring a bag set? Anybody down for bags? Bags also encourage, and you will see this in competitive as well, a lot of people get their balance by how they holding a beverage. If you
really?
Probably
yeah.
A beer.
Well, yeah. The backyards when I played, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, we do see that in competitive nature. They are allowed to throw a closed thermos container, and what they want to put inside there, we're not here to... We're not like the NFL or
no drug testing in cornhole.
You put whatever you want in your body as long as you put a bag in a hole.
Now, do you know where the name came from, cornhole? Because there's sort of a sexual slang that cornhole also means. I don't know if you've heard
that.
Yeah,
it sounds like butthole.
You know, we don't really tend to recognize people who want to use that sort of language.
Sure.
That kind of activity into what I call the nation's friendliest game.
Well, the etymology, I guess, would be my question. Where did you
no
know
clue
where the,
what
nobody,
that word means? You're going to throw around words that try and trick me.
Well, I guess my question is, are the bags filled with corn? Were the earliest version
yeah. So
of...
So literally you're just combining... If the sentence was, hey, I've got a bag full of corn, watch me throw it in the hole, that'd be too long to invite.
That's not a sport.
Yeah.
Cornhole.
Yeah. Watch me hit a ball and then run around the bases and then get home.
Right.
People aren't going to line up to see that.
Right. Cricket. So.
Baseball
as well.
Yep. Yeah.
So in that scenario, basically what I'm saying, nation friendliest game, somebody just said, well, you've got a bag of corn.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to put it in a hole. Cornhole.
Do you mind if I take a shot here?
Oh, no, not at all. You're going to toss it up?
Is this a regulation weight? Is there certain weights?
So you're going to find that's a 3-pound bag you've got right there.
Okay.
Of Midwestern corn. We're saying we're feeding the world and we're tossing the fun.
Is it true that asbestos stops faster than regular corn?
Now, there are people who say older materials like that, just the way the thing's made, but I'm not familiar with an asbestos. My dad worked at a factory where they had to pull that out. What they did with it, I can't imagine using it on a cornhole set, but I would say don't do that.
Okay.
Asbestos, yeah.
Yeah.
You're getting mesothelioma or whatever those lawyers are always talking about on TV.
Yeah, and they don't know, I mean, they don't know who gets it or why.
A lot of guys who work at the Navy Yard got that. Some reason.
A mesothelioma?
They were probably playing bago with asbestos bags.
Like, again, reason. You're going to want to call it cornhole. You're a ketchup guy, I can tell, because you keep calling it bago.
Oh, I meant to say cornhole.
Yeah, cornhole or bags.
Bags.
Yep.
Got it. Okay, here, I'm going to take a shot. Ready?
Okay. Yeah. All right.
All right. Go ahead. I'm going to do just a little spin. You're allowed to spin like this.
You can throw it any way you want as long as you get it on there.
One,
can you throw it over
here?
Here we go.
Nice toss.
All right. Now you put
see?
It on.
I'm going to throw one.
Okay.
Look at that. That's good.
All right. Here, I'm going to knock before, that one off. Watch me knock. I'm going to turn and do it a couple spins. It worked good when I did a spin last time.
You want? Yeah. Well, I tell people. Here's before you toss it.
No, I'm just going to go.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't pause. Okay.
That's and you missed.
Yeah, I keep going short.
That's fine. That's
There's
fine.
There's no point. No, how many points do I have so far? Okay. There's two short ones.
Right. So none. So
none.
Right. It's a wash system.
Okay.
You know what the wash system is?
Yeah. If he has 3 points and I have 3 points, there's no blood.
Cross it out.
Cross it out.
So basically, what you were looking for is one on the board, 1 point.
Got it.
One in the hole, 3 points.
So I have
Got
four.
It.
Right. Right. So you're good, and then you would have to come back. Now, if you had partners, I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
I'm Scott.
Scott.
Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you, too. Ricky Butters.
Is Butters a family name?
We've always had it in my family, so I imagine so.
I guess that seems a family name.
I feel
as
like
opposed
all,
to a fake name?
What do you mean? I just mean it's not like
a
professional name.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. Yeah. What do you mean?
No,
oh,
it's
you mean like a stage name?
Yeah, like Shirley Temple wasn't really her name, was it?
R-I-K-I-B-I-D-D-E-R-S.
Ricky Butters.
Yep.
Can you spell your last name again?
Sure. B-U-D-D-E-R-S.
Butters. Got it.
Yep.
So let me ask you, on a competitive game,
yeah.
What's a typical score? Like these boards are what, 21 feet apart or something?
Roughly.
Okay.
It depends on the level of what you're playing.
Okay.
The kids, you're looking at around a 15-foot spread on your fairway. And then if you're going up
to... A fairway, you call it. I like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you can just go up from there. But... Mm-hmm.
Hole to hole. Or they go board to board, is that
measurement? You go front end to front end.
Front end to front end.
When you're tossing, I didn't want to point this out to you, too, because...
Taint to taint. They don't say taint to taint.
We do not use language like that. when you're tossing, your toe cannot cross the front of that board.
Right.
That's a violation. Matt's toe crossed the other day. I noticed you noticed it, too.
Yeah,
but we didn't mention
it.
Yeah, neither of us noticed.
He went
twice in a row.
Mark
and
zero,
over.
Donnie. That's a
chalk.
Big Lebowski.
Yeah.
Mark is
a lot
zero,
of people
Donnie.
Yell that
yeah.
if you go over. You know, it's a good chuckle, but also you're serious. You're very serious. And you asked me about the score. What you played to 21 unless you hit the skunk, and that'd be 11-0.
And so
I mean, you get skunked to competitive play. You don't even show up. Don't even come to dinner after.
Just go home.
Yeah.
And how long would a game up to 21 take with people who are good? Is it just like people hitting 3-3-3-3?
You get on that cancel out. I mean, then you're at 0-0 if people are just bagging and bagging. You get a four bagger. And now here's the thing. It can also, let's say you get two pro four baggers, right? So.
I don't know what that means, so just slow it down. Two pro four baggers.
Right. So a couple of guys who are hitting four bags in the hole every single time.
Got it.
Well, if you're playing amateur.
And they're head to head? These two guys you're talking about?
Right, okay. Four.
Singles four?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, let's say they're on the same end, so they keep washing each other out.
Okay.
Okay, so you're getting a four pro par bagger on a double wash.
Yeah.
Then what you would be saying to yourself is, am I playing amateur? Because if you're playing amateur. An amateur is just what you're going to find at a Dolphins game, Miami Dolphins parking lot or something like that.
Yeah, you hate the Dolphins. He always hates the Dolphins.
Yeah, well,
anyway.
The idea of them playing bags down to Miami.
It's
too tropical.
If you're listening to Will Smith dancing and, you know, Gloria Estefan while trying to toss a cornhole.
Yeah. Probably wearing a white blazer.
Did anything I say made sense to you?
No.
Yeah, me either.
No.
Hey, you have a competitive team. It seems like you don't like this other team very much. Would you ever let your... Like, does anybody ever date in between the two teams? Would you ever your daughter date anybody?
I just told you I wouldn't let a competitor into my house, so I don't know why, why would I want... What, do you talk to any of them, or...
No.
I'm the only interview you need. You want to go talk to...
No, I'm just saying about the
non-winners. I'm not going to call them the L word, but non-winners. Then you go, go
because there has, there's been some commingling just at the after parties and stuff. It seems like
game's over.
But, you're cool with it.
It's only for that night.
I'm glad you're cool with it because
What would they say?
Just, I guess your daughter's been seeing somebody on
what? What? Who? From the Grabbers?
Yeah, one of the, what's your daughter's name? Stacy Butters,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Stacy Butters.
Yeah.
Stace B?
Yeah, I guess she hasn't mentioned it to you, but she seems
well,
like...
Well, she's my partner, so why would she be fraternizing with another team when the two of I have, we have a game to play and I need the eye of the eagle thrown to the heart of the tiger?
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
You know what I mean? She's the eagle, I'm the tiger. So...
Well, the...
I mean, if is this substantiated?
Has Steve Newton visited your house a lot?
Yeah, but...
Okay. I think that it's not my place to say, but they're definitely
seeing
each other.
Well, it feels like
you're
making it, so don't stop now.
I'm sorry. I hope you're not upset.
You might as well just be candid with them, Scott.
Yeah,
you sort
of
teased us.
They've slept together 3 times.
What are they, their own team?
No.
She wants to be a non-winner. You want to be an N-dub?
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have brought it up.
They don't even... They're the people who bring pizza.
Yeah, I don't think it means
Steve's
she wants
to... Steve's a pizza bringer. That's what we're doing now?
Steve Newton brings
pizza
a pizza.
Bringer?
Yeah.
That's phoning it in at the potluck.
Yeah, it's always gone, though.
That's a sign of a character flaw. I agree with you here, Ricky.
I don't care. I mean, a broken clock's worth...
Right twice a day?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, you showed up with pizza, everybody ate it, but it doesn't mean your clock's right.
That's what that analogy means. I was always wondering what that meant.
God. Yeah, let's just play a little more. I want to learn this game. So
I want to tell you before you tell.
Yeah. You just really upset him.
I'm sorry. I'm going to take a toss.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, is it okay if I just throw it in this basketball hoop over here on the side?
Okay,
just see what happens.
You throw wherever.
Okay.
Wait, in a what?
Basketball hoop, just in this.
And it's not going to count, but...
Well, I made it, so that's one for me.
Well, first of all, that would have been 3 if you were counting it as a cornhole and you're counting it as a basketball and you weren't taking a free throw. So that would have been 2 points unless you consider yourself from beyond the arc shooting downtown.
Skyhook, another one.
Okay, well, that's still...
Right, nothing but net.
First of all, you didn't even wait for your partner to go alternate.
Oh, sorry, Matt.
So neither one of those count. What line are you even using?
Anybody?
I wanted to play with a pro. Why don't you play with a pro? Like, this is an opportunity. Like, you're sort of the Wilt Chamberlain
of this
sport.
She told you this, or he told you this?
Oh, boy.
It was just part of our documentary. We're doing an audio documentary of just about culture in America. And so part of that is just the way rivals...
I
have sex
other?
3 times, I guess.
Are
or
you
however
serious?
You want to say it.
Yeah,
I don't know how else to say it. Daughter, man.
Oh,
come
I know.
On. Why do you keep hitting this?
Sex is not a swear word.
That's what I'm going to ask Steve.
Steve's on the Grabbers. That's a team that you end up coming up against in the semifinals usually.
Yeah.
Wonder what
they call on the Grabbers.
What is your team name?
We're finding out now.
What is your team name, Ricky? You and your daughter's team?
Tossing Rocks.
Tossing Rocks. Okay. Well,
I'm tossing. She's Rocks.
You will see this.
She's Eagle.
You'll be playing Steve today, won't you? This evening in the semifinals.
Oh, I'm going to play. Sorry for my language.
That's okay. No. Please, we can cut that out. Whatever you want us to cut out, we'll give you final cut on all this stuff.
We'll cut out all the stuff.
About Steve?
Yeah, and my daughter.
Yeah.
But when you're going to toss one, I want to tell you, don't roll your wrist. You're used to throwing... You both used to throw balls in your life, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I used to play baseball.
You're going to go flat up, flat down. Do not roll that wrist. That's why you get a lot of men coming off to the side.
Like that?
Yes.
Lock it.
Yes.
Nice shot,
man. Thank you. Can you wear like a bowling wrist thing?
That tee right there. If you get yourself in a frame, a lot of people, Harbinger makes like a weightlifting glove with a big, like a wrist support there. And a lot of guys have retrofabbed those. To be a good cornhole and toss back.
It's legal to have something that keeps you from breaking your wrist. To wear it in competition.
Well, you wouldn't break. You mean bending it.
Bend it.
Yeah. If you wanted to. I mean, I saw... So, we were in Waukesha, Wisconsin.
Heard of it.
Yep. Playing at Our Lady of the Lake of Grace charity event. Winner takes home $55.
Not bad.
And I saw a guy splint his own arm. Wasn't even broke.
For what reason?
To keep it.
Oh, he just kind of wrapped it.
Yeah, he did his own splint. He found a stick, splinted it up.
Did he place? Oh, he has no stick.
Yeah.
He wasn't very good.
But what you think about your splint in that day? You got a pre-splint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if a robot hand would help you at all.
We will never have robots in our game.
I mean, not a robot, but
we
a hand.
Will never be a robot.
Animatronic,
yeah, like an well, that's not true. You could have an artificial limb. You could compete with an artificial limb.
You probably want robot umps with your ketchup on your hot dog while you're at it. Bagos.
Robot umps.
For baseball.
Yeah, they have a computer. They have video replay. Do you have video replay?
No. Okay. It's an honor system game.
Plus, okay. There's no calls in Bago. It's on the board.
Right. Let's say you get one that goes short. Like, mm-hmm. You know, you're doing better now.
I'm prone to do that. Yeah.
But what you'll do is if that bag, I'm going to show you here. If that bag hits onto the front, mm-hmm. You walk around to the front of the set and lift it up. If that stays on, you're good.
Who lifts it?
If it stays on the ground, well, now here, now here you
probably
go.
A robot.
It's got to be the person whose partner threw the bag on an honor system. I'm not going to tell you again. We're not having robots in cornhole.
Okay, but you use electronics to cook your bratwurst. That's robotic.
Propane? Is that a robot?
No. I don't think that's a robot.
You guys worried me.
Technically, that's a robot that cooks your meal.
I don't think propane's a robot.
You're saying a grill's a robot? Weber. My Weber's a robot.
Exactly.
Right. Fundamentally, it's a robotic. I'm asking you genuinely right now if
it's a legit question. Go
a
ahead.
Grill is a robot.
Fundamentally, if you have a metal container that's being working in a using gas to create heat.
It's not it's autonomous. Robotic. I don't think it's autonomous. I don't think it is.
What's autonomous?
Autonomous. It's not like robots can do things on their own. I think a grill needs a human.
But don't you tell a robot what to do?
Exactly. That's why a grill's a robot.
Well, like if you have a Roomba. You have a Roomba?
Domo already got to Mr. Roboto. Domo. Domo. Domo.
In the following months, to Ricky's dismay, his daughter's relationship with rival team member Steve had blossomed into true love. Scott and I decided to crash their wedding to see how the father of the bride was now holding up. We found Ricky in the parking lot, trying to curb his emotional turbulence the only way he knew how, a rousing game of cornhole.
Stacy and Steve, the SS sinking ship.
You call them the SS sinking ship?
Who?
Stacy and Steve?
It's not. I mean, if you're judging a man based on the way he plays bags, why would you spend the rest of your life with that?
But why wouldn't you just boycott the whole day? Like, you're setting up your bags mm-hmm. in the parking lot of the wedding / reception.
I said I'd be here. Technically, I'm here.
Okay. In the parking lot.
Yep. So, yeah. I mean, you guys are here too. A couple of my buddies are here. They just ran into the reception, but I told them I'm going to play through.
I'll throw some bags with you.
Dude, because otherwise I told them I got to play for all four people and I will give my best effort for everyone and I will say who, you know, which team wins.
Sure. Okay. So, it's like a chess master playing
himself.
Should I stand on the other side?
Yeah,
sure.
Here?
Okay.
You and I will be partners and he'll play both. Okay. Both sides.
All right.
Are we doing amateur rules or pro rules?
Why wouldn't you? Did you get him a gift?
Who?
Stacy and Steve.
Oh, I thought you meant the people I was playing cornhole with.
Look out. Sorry, Matt.
Whoa.
I thought
Scott,
we were playing.
Aim in the front.
Right. Can I use a backboard like that?
I got him a custom bag set.
Did you?
So, oh, you did? Mm-hmm. What do you mean by custom? What did you write on there?
Paint job on the front of it.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. Is it like...
Is it celebratory or is it nagging on their union?
Or like bringing up how the Newton's team. What's their team name again?
The Grabbers.
The Grabbers. It's not making fun of the Grabbers. It's not a Calvin and Hobbes cartoon peeing on the Grabbers logo.
No, I'm not. I mean, I wish I thought. Where were you a week ago?
I love his laugh, Matt. Love his laugh.
That is a good laugh.
Yeah.
Anybody ever tell you got a good laugh? No, you got me
Calvin and Hobbes peeing. Are you okay, man?
He's a little tipsy.
Yeah, he seems upset.
I think he's a little tipsy. That thermos.
We've been playing amateur rules today.
Amateur rules? Well, what is that? Drinking while playing?
Yeah.
This is almost like a. This reminds me of like a Romeo and Juliet situation, like the Capulets.
Whoa, come on.
I mean, these are two families, and they're not supposed to date.
If Steve goes to shoot himself, he'll miss.
Oh, like when he drinks the poison, and
I don't know. Poison.
Yeah, they drink poison at the end.
No, I'm saying if he shoots himself, he'll miss.
Yeah, he's terrible at bago.
Got it.
Bags.
Cornhole. Guys in your ketchup.
I gotta say, cornhole.
Or?
He's terrible at bags.
Bags.
Throw some bags.
Yeah.
Can I take a swig of this?
Huh?
Get in there.
You like Captain Morgan?
Yeah. Ooh, you mixed a little wild turkey in there too. Mm-hmm. You mix these liquors together.
Oh, wow. You got a good palate, Scott. I didn't taste the Captain.
I can taste
wild
it.
Turkey.
You
call that a Long Island? Long Island.
Long Island.
Island.
Yeah. No, what I put on the board?
Oh, yeah.
One end it says why, and then the other it says, "Did you do this to me?"
Oh. That's hurtful.
I know, but
that's hurtful.
I know, but I wish I had done the
Calvin Hobbs.
Peeing.
Now you guys need to get your shot callers.
Shot callers. What's
so
a shot?
So, for example, when I toss the bag and it goes in, if you know when it goes in,
that's cool.
When you know, but here, watch this. Ready?
Yeah,
and another one.
Yahtzee.
What is Yahtzee?
That's just what I say when I know it's going in.
Is that a Parker?
When it leaves the hand.
When the moment it leaves your hand. Now, if you really want to get somebody and you're going for it, big crucial moment, or going for the win, once you throw it, if you know it's going in, do a tiger. Follow it and point at it all the way into that hole.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but your daughter's kind of like waving you down over there. Do you want to go talk to her?
I think it's starting.
What? Are you calling it off?
Maybe you should just go talk to her.
I'll be.
This is painful.
Just go talk to her. I feel bad.
Yeah, I'll go talk to her.
Okay. Do you think that Parker Brothers let you yell at Yahtzee like that, or you have to pay him money?
I think it's in the public domain.
Yahtzee?
Yeah, the name.
They definitely own it.
Verbal, but just using the verbiage, I don't think they can hit you up for using that.
It's not like 3-peat where you copyrighted it.
Yeah. That's owned by
Phil Jackson.
No, the guy who.
Pat Riley.
Pat Riley,
Pat Riley owned it.
3-peat.
Everything okay?
Yeah.
You're not inside.
It's not getting called off.
She's doing it.
Does that mean she will also be ending your partnership professionally in the bago circuit?
Well, one of us is.
Cornhole circuit.
One of us is.
Do you want to put this jacket on? I don't want it to get dusty here. It's just on this Hyundai right here. You want to put it on?
I don't care about
Come
the deposit.
Come on, put it on.
I don't care about
Come
the
here.
Deposit.
Come here. Put it on.
Do I look good?
Yeah. See, he looks good, Matt.
You do.
Their wedding ain't going to work out. Did you see the topper?
What's the top?
I did not see the cake topper. I haven't been in.
It's a man being dragged across the cake by the bride.
And it looks like Steve?
Yeah. Blonde hair.
Is that kind of wedding? Like, she's making them? She's a...
Right? That's what I'm saying. Like, hey, you're coming with me.
I'm gonna go in.
You're gonna go
into the wedding? You wanna see the wedding?
Yeah, I mean, I feel...
I'll hang out here. Go ahead, do a little reconnaissance. Give us an update.
Yeah, okay, do me a favor.
Okay.
When you go in there, tell me if her mother is there. Okay? See if her mother's there. And then...
I don't know who that is.
You and Mrs. Split?
Yeah.
Okay.
I told you, Long Island's.
Okay.
And so...
Ex-wife.
See, still married.
Separated. Whatever.
Yep.
What does that mean?
What? We're still married.
Okay. So your wife's inside.
Yeah, with her BF. So go in there. See, go up to her and be like, R-I-K-I says...
Ricky Butters.
Yeah, but just say R-I-K-I.
R-I-K-I.
Still has his butters for you. Say that to her.
I'm writing this down. R-I-C-K-Y.
Well, don't read it, though. You got to make
R-I-K-I.
It seem like... And then...
Oh,
no C.
Okay, and then go up to Stace and say, hey, you should go out and maybe apologize to your dad.
Okay.
And say, you should go out there and say, you were in the wrong, you know, or not me. Tell her to say, I was in the wrong. Not me, though.
Okay.
But she's going to say I was in
the
wrong.
You're saying I'm in the wrong here? I'm just the messenger.
No, Stace is... And then be like, if you go out there and you play him in a cornhole, winner takes all,
And by all, I mean whether or not I go into there. Would you do all that?
Yeah, I'll be right back.
That's a lot. I'll tell you what, I'll play you right now. If I make four in a row, you got to go in there and see the wedding.
Oh, you've been practicing?
Let's just say you told me not to bend my wrist.
Daddy.
Oh, hi, Stacy.
Stace.
Daddy, what are you doing? Why don't you come inside?
I always told you, wherever you get married, I'll be there. Technically, I'm here. So
yeah, but you're outside. You're making this about you. This is not about you. This is my day and our day. And we're trying to make you a...
Hey, did you talk to a fellow who... Did you talk to a fellow who came in there?
Yeah.
What did he say to your mom?
He said, R-A-K-I says...
Mm-hmm. You passed it along.
Yeah. That you're...
I knew I could.
Something about you, how you have to play head to head, and if I beat you, then you have to be at my wedding.
That's what he said to you?
He said it's.
I knew.
He said it's your fault.
No,
and you want to apologize?
No, it's your fault. You're running around here with Steve. You want to be a grabber?
I'm not a grabber. I grew up on cornhole. This is our sport that we shared together. It doesn't matter what team I'm on. I love Steve. Why can't you support that?
Well, then why did you go get insurance somewhere else?
Oh, that's cold.
Because I didn't know.
Thank you, Rialto.
That's cold, Stacy. That is cold.
You know Steve's dad also sells insurance. It was just a hard call. I thought you'd understand.
Okay. So I lose. I guess the old saying is Ricky Butters loses a daughter and Steve's dad gets a client. Is that what they put on the pillow?
Yeah, but we bought life insurance from you. We just bought rental insurance from him. You look Dad. You look nice.
Thank you. I ran into this myself.
I think she's just trying to, you know, throw the bag at you. Oh, come here, Stacy.
Hold on. You don't come for my daughter.
Sorry. Have a little of this punchy your daddy made.
This fucking liquor. This is what caused all these problems.
No, Steve caused it.
Well,
you running
you
off to Steve.
I
had to find out of the day of the Johnsonville Columbus Invitational when you know.
Who told you that? I kept that very private.
Matt Rialto, who told me that?
I don't know. Do I know?
It was your pal.
Scott.
Scott.
What? Yeah, my brother Scott.
The fellow who came in there and told you.
I didn't want to rat anyone out.
He's a great journalist.
Okay, he had a scoop for me, okay, and I didn't want to hear it.
Can I make a suggestion?
To who?
Fine.
To the both of you.
Okay.
You obviously love each other. You spent your entire life loving each other. This is just
some weird detour. The brink.
What if you two played four bags, winner, point total? It's just like truth or dare.
I'm in. Let's do it.
Yeah.
You're taking this side, Dad.
You got to throw side by side. Yeah.
I know, but I'm taking this side. I'm lefty, so...
Oh,
well,
okay.
You're both lefties.
You might have to cross your body.
I got to throw across my body?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going cross body when it's my boards.
Senior.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just trying to get the lay of the law here.
Ricky, come on. She is willing to
Seniors
play
peepers, you know the
to
saying.
Have your presence, which honestly is your duty as a father.
Okay, I won't take a drink, but can I hold it?
For counterbalance?
This organist is stalling. You hear him right now?
Yeah, he's great. Yeah.
It's not a big pipe organ. It can't handle this much pressure.
All right. Come on, Ricky.
What do you say? No, I'll go crossbody. What do you know? The things you do for love.
All right, I'm going first.
Well, she's in a dress and heels. I mean, she's not in her best.
And?
She's played in a dress.
Oh! Yahtzee!
Oh, she called it right away. That's a good one.
Okay.
Go ahead, Ricky.
All right. Yahtzee!
Wow, this is pretty good. This is legendary.
Right.
This is epic.
Now you
it's
said
like
you...
Bagger Vance playing Bobby Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever.
That's a good nickname for cornhole.
Bagger
Vance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scott didn't tell you I was pregnant, did he?
What?
Go Why ahead. You your say... turn.
Okay. Here we
your
go.
Your turn, Stacy. Okay. She might be preggers.
Okay.
Sounds like she's preggers.
Here we go.
Steve put one in the hole.
Yeah. Put one in the
Trump
hole.
Trump wall. Boom.
Oh, she put a wall up in front of the
okay,
hole.
Okay, so you got one pending.
She called
you
it got Trump
one,
wall.
You got one pending.
And I know you don't like Trump. That's getting in his kitchen.
You got one pending.
Go ahead.
Put it on. Okay. I can add to that wall, too. I can add to that wall, too.
So he just stacked you up now.
Okay,
so
we got to try to pull
this. This is actually interesting. I didn't think I would enjoy this game.
I told.
This is actually dramatic.
Says the man who's never watched it.
I've never watched it on TV, but live, I like it.
You got two left.
Okay, I'm going to do a little parkour off this Hyundai and throw it. Whoop.
Wow.
Oh. Cornhole.
Wow, that she airmailed that one in.
You got a back door on your dad like that?
She airmailed one in.
It has been a long time since we played like this. It's been a long time.
This is good. The stakes are high.
I know, but I just mean it ain't been since the Johnsonville Invitational we've played together, so.
What? She probably hasn't played. Well, she's been competing with
Steve's waving me back in.
Okay, all right. So you got two.
Hang on, they're just finished. This is good,
and the
Steve.
Minister, two and Deborah one from the choir.
Two in and one on. And I got one on and one in. I hope you put up a screen door, because.
Whoa.
Oh, I'm coming through the back.
Back to our cornhole. He airmailed
that one. He's got two in and one on. What you doing, Stace?
This is tension, and that was crossbody.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm going to take my dress off just to get a little more, less friction.
Come on.
Okay.
Come on.
Really?
Hold on to this, will you?
I'll hold it. Oh, my gosh. This beautiful dress.
Thank you. Okay, here we go.
Okay, sweetheart.
I'm doing a little Scottie Pippen.
What is that?
They're number third. She's going for three and 3-3. It's a Scottie Pippen. It's her third toss. She's going for three. It's a 3-3. You know what Scottie Pippen is?
Yahtzee!
Boom! Oh, wow. That's a hell of a shot, Stacey. Hell of a shot.
Okay, so I got to put this in.
Without knocking mine in.
To wash it out and not walk yours in. You got three in and one on, and I got two in and one on.
Yeah. And if you don't do that, you're going to participate in the celebration. You're going to go in, bite your lip, and you're going to watch your daughter get married.
First dance, Daddy.
Or I could win.
First dance.
Or I could win, and I stay out here, and whoever wants to come out and have a smoke can come say hi to RB.
I'm going to try to jinx you, because I want you to go in there. Suck it. Suck it, Ricky.
I threw it behind me.
It went in. It went in the other hole.
It didn't go in the one on my end. I didn't throw to that other one.
Aw, Daddy. Aww. But you stepped on the chalk. That didn't count.
Good.
That's fine. That's his toss.
I know, but he has to redo it.
No, it's not a redo. He loses his toss.
It was really sweet, but I'm just saying you stepped on the line.
So you want me to redo it?
Is that a redo?
You're going to call me out like that?
No, come here, Daddy. Oh.
What are the rules?
I love you.
If you cross the line.
It's an honor system. So if she thinks I did it by accident, she can allow me to go again. If she thinks I did it on purpose because maybe I care about my daughter and I'm willing to spend the next remaining years of my life fighting with my piece of shit son-in-law, I'd do that for her.
Ah, that's a good sport to play, though, isn't it?
I mean, it's friendly.
It is the friendliest game.
Yeah, and today, dare I say, the familiest game.
Wow, that's poetic.
I like that.
Come on, Daddy. I'm going to carry you in.
Oh!
And Matt, bring me my dress.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. I got it. Come in this way.
One year after the heartwarming events of the Butters Grabber wedding, we learned that Ricky Butters was going to be a grandfather. The Montagues and the Capulets of Cornhole were about to become a single family. Scott and I rushed to the hospital nursery to visit Ricky just as he was meeting his grandson for the very first time.
You look like you've been up all night.
I have been up all night. It's good to see you guys again.
Good to see you.
Look at all these babies. Aww. Oh, no.
So many.
They're like little mushy raisins.
The rest can cash in their insurance policies for all I care. It's only one that matters.
Which one is the grabber? The family name. Isn't that? Come on. That's Steve's family name, isn't it?
Come on.
What is the boy's? It's
Vancy,
a boy?
Little Vancy.
Do you have a granddaughter or grandson?
Little grandson.
Little grandson? Yeah. What's his family name?
It's Grabber.
Grabber.
Yeah.
Okay, so
the middle name's Yahtzee?
Vancy?
Yeah.
Yahtzee?
Hey, ain't too late. I don't think the ink's dry. That's a good idea.
Middle name's Yahtzee?
Ellsworth. Yeah.
Ellsworth?
Yeah.
Grabber.
Yeah. Veg. Get it?
I don't.
Well, it's like a vegetable. He's a vegetable. He can't do much right now. He's a little vegetable.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Or, you know, you can call him veggie. You can call
which
him Vance.
Which one is he?
Come on now.
Oh, I can't.
Get over here to the glass.
Okay, come here.
I'm up on the glass.
Okay.
Look in
Let's
there.
See.
Come oh, on. Look, she's like going to bring him up.
Six little babies.
By the way, you should check the wristband on these babies.
Oh, cool.
They play mix and match in here sometimes.
Well,
you know.
Yeah.
Do you mind if I hold the baby?
Hi.
Okay.
Hi.
There you go. There you go, Nancy.
Hi.
Yeah.
Scott, I don't think you're supposed to be behind the glass.
Hello.
Scott.
Look at
okay, Ellsworth. Scott, you're not supposed to be back
Stop.
There.
Don't
yeah,
be kissing him. Scott, knock it off. Scott, I'm not
You didn't sanitize your hands, man. What? You shouldn't be back there.
What are you saying? I'm dirty?
No,
but this is like
this is
a
like,
newborn infant with not
come on, even I know that.
A You're lot like, of I'm antibodies.
I'm gonna hand you this baby like you taught me how to toss.
No.
Hand straight.
Oh, God.
Jeez.
Oh, God, Scotty.
Hell
just
out of
kidding.
Me. I mean,
just
You're
kidding.
My buddy and all.
Just
tossing
kidding.
Babies.
No,
I will say, though,
dangerous.
You put it on the board.
Put it on the board right where you need it. Yeah.
You want to throw some? Why don't we just throw some bags of chips into like a
I swear to God, I thought you were going to say some other babies.
No, like just to keep your bago going. Oh, find a bedpan and a bag of chips.
I'm always
here's a bedpan.
For that.
Right. It's kind of gross, but we'll rinse it out
Let's
after.
Get,
throw it.
No, ooh. Rinse it.
Let's
no.
rinse it out. Ooh.
No, I meant throw the bags. I'm sorry. Don't throw. Why'd you throw the pan?
I thought that's what you wanted me
yeah,
to throw you
too.
The bedpan.
I did too. I'm sorry.
Well, it's a great sport.
Well, I'm just saying for killing time because we're gonna hang out here for a while.
How long have we known each other?
Months.
Almost a year.
Yeah.
Right? 10 months.
And I've never come at you sideways, right?
Mm-mm. You're a straight shooter.
Let me ask you this.
And are you buzzed right now a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Not as much as before, though.
No. Oh, at the wedding?
Yeah. That was
You're
a beautiful moment.
House.
I know.
I'm
You're
so
shit
bummed
house.
That I missed it.
Well, you came for the ceremony. We told you could come to the dinner.
I know, but I was just inside when that went down.
Buffet family style.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What was it? Chicken?
Yeah. We had chicken.
Noodle? Some kind of noodle?
Yeah.
Like mostaccioli or something?
Yep. Butter noodle with it was a butter noodle mostaccioli. And then you had the,
your
own
sauce.
Marinara on the
every table got Alfredo and marinara.
Oh, classy.
Ricky. Mm-hmm. Ricky.
I like that.
Ricky, she wants the baby back.
Well, I'm spending a little time with my grandson.
I think she really wants it. She seems,
what do you run this place?
I'm the head nurse, sir.
She's the charge nurse.
You do run it.
She's the head nurse.
Okay.
I'm going to toss her.
Sir,
I'm going to toss him to
do
her.
Do not throw that baby, sir.
You better catch his ass.
Don't throw that baby.
Hey, ask my two friends here. Who if you're going to trust anybody to toss anything right now in this hospital.
Cornhole.
Wait,
yeah.
Champ.
Let's
okay.
Cornhole
okay.
champ.
Let's okay. measure it out.
Cornhole
27
champ.
Feet. 27 feet
Does
to the baby
to
basket.
Sir, okay. put that baby down,
the
sir.
Baby, you're going to throw it into the basket?
Yeah, I'm going to throw it. Stand there. Don't move.
But she's
Do
gonna,
not throw okay. that baby.
Ready?
Don't break your wrist. Remember that.
I know.
This is a terrible idea. Matt.
Look,
I don't know.
The kid
this
is
like
gonna,
some rite of passage
yeah,
for people
exactly.
in this, like the Walenda
yeah,
family.
Yeah, this is our That's Lion King.
If you're
going
to be born into the
yeah.
family,
here we
the
go.
Butters.
Okay. I'm going to stand just off to the side in case this goes wide
yeah.
left.
Oh, this is the one time you don't want to block the hole?
And I'm going to take a,
no,
I'm gonna take a mattress
okay.
and just put it on the ground in front of the hole.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Wait. What? Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah.
Sir, do not throw that baby.
Don't get in his head.
Okay,
You're
sorry.
Making him.
Okay.
This is an unconscious motion. I think you just trust your.
Scott, I like you. You talk one more goddamn time.
I know.
My
backswing.
Okay.
Yeah. Or you could just walk it over. You could just walk the baby
over
to the nurse.
You could literally hand the baby to the nurse.
Or
the security. Oh, fuck.
Oh!
Yahtzee.
Yahtzee.
That's it. I'm calling security.
She looks really angry.
Yeah, security's coming. All right, you're going to have to.
All right.
There you go.
You know what? I'm going to get going.
They're
looking
okay.
at
yeah.
us, too. Okay, let's go.
Yeah.
Thanks once again for listening to another episode of Sports and Leisure. Huge thanks to our wonderful guest this week, Dan Van Kirk. And check out his podcast, Dumb People Town with the Sklar Brothers and Pen Pals with Rory Scovel. And thanks once again to our incredible producer, Anosh McAdam, who always duplicates keys, whether you're allowed to or not. If you like what you hear, write us a review on iTunes, and don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at UCBSL. Peace!
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network. We'll be right back.